当罗马书第八章
number eight, I'm sorry.
我们从第三节一直读
reading from verse 3,
我们读到第五节
up to verse 5,
我们第三节开始读
reading from verse 3 up to verse 5.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行，上帝就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的意义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。因为随从肉体的人替贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人替贴圣灵的事。我读第六节，替贴肉体的就是死，替贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。我们大家读第七节，原来替贴肉体的就是与上帝为仇敌，因为不服上帝的律法也是不能服。第八节，而且属肉体的人不能得上帝的喜欢。如果上帝的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督灵，就不是属基督的。我们都听到这个地方。
We stop reading at verse 9.
我们上个礼拜思想到有关于圣灵赐给我们生命，同脱离罪恶死亡的这个律。
We know that God has given us our Holy Spirit so that we can liberate us from the law of death and also sin. We met today from last week.
这段圣经很清楚告诉我们，圣灵是赐生命的。
So this passage very clearly tells us the Holy Spirit is the one who grants life.
圣灵在创造的时候是生命的赐予者。
At a time when Holy Spirit creates, He is the one who gives life.
圣灵在使人得救的时候，上又作为生命的赐予者。
And also upon salvation, He also the giver of life.
那么这两重关系的生命到底一样不一样？
And this twofold relationship of life is the same.
这是不一样。
It is different.
因为第一重的关系是自然中被造的这个世界里面的生命。
Because the first form of life is a natural life in creation.
第二重的关系是被救赎的时候所领受的生命。
And the second form is that after we've been redeemed, is given this spiritual life.
所以世界上所有被造之物，发觉血气的都是有生命的。
So all creation that is living is this life.
万物都是因为上帝的话而被造。
All things because of the word of God are created.
万物都是因为圣灵的气而形成的。
All things because of breath of the Holy Spirit that they are formed.
所以这两节的圣经就告诉你，神用他的道和他的灵创造了这一个有生命的事。
So these two verses telling us that God, according to His word and according to His this bread, created all these things.
所以呢，圣父、圣子、圣灵是创造者。
So God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit are creators.
没有生命的物质是神造的。
And no, nothing of this thing was not created by God.
有生命的也是神造的。
And also those with life also created by God.
人的话一出口，
the word of God when it's spoken,
就把神的旨意彰显出来。
And God's mind is manifested.
神的灵一动工，
when Holy Spirit works,
就是塑造的有生命。
So all the creation has life.
这是原造的时候圣父、圣子、圣灵工作。
This is the work of the original creation by God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
当耶稣基督到世界上来的，
when Christ Jesus came to the world,
不但自己是道路、真理、生命，
not only He Himself is the, also the way, the life, and also the Spirit,
又是赐生命者。
Also He is the giver of life.
他说我对你们讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
It's the one I speak to you is also spirit, is life.
信主的人有永生。
So that those who believe in Jesus Christ will have eternal life.
时候到了，只要使死人活。
So when the time comes, those who are dead will be resurrected.
使他们得着生命。
So that they would have life.
像你信主就因为子领受了生命。
So that you believe in the Son and through Him you receive life.
耶稣基督说我来的是叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
Right, Jesus said that I come so that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
耶稣这句话对谁讲的？
Who did he speak this word?
所有听他讲到的人讲,
to all the audience.
那这些人能听到他们是活人,
and these people can listen because they are alive.
这些活人都是有生命的,
and these people who are alive have life.
因为他们神造而有生命的活人,
because they are created as a living being.
那么耶稣对活人说, 我来是叫人的生命而且更丰盛当然这个生命的层次就不是原先被造的层次。
So when Jesus told those who are alive saying that I come as so they may have life and may more abundantly, which in this life is different at a different level.
所以耶稣基督要把更高一层的生命赐给人。
So Jesus wants to give a life of higher level to us.
那个更高一层的生命是什么生命?
That life of higher level, what kind of life is that?
就是重生的生命。
That is a regenerated life.
永远的生命。
Eternal life.
是神自己要给人的应许的生命。
It is a promised life that God wants to give to us.
所以约翰福音第一章告诉我们,
So John chapter 1 says,
我们是从上帝生的。
We are born by God.
不是从人意生的。
Not from man's desire.
不是从情意生的。
Not from the lust.
那是从上帝生的。
But from God.
接待他的人,
he who receive him,
就是信他的儿子的名,
and those who believe in the name of the Son,
给他们权柄做上帝的儿子。
He gave the power to become the children of God.
这些人是从上帝生的。
These people are born from God.
也就是耶稣基督对尼哥底母说, 你们若不重生, 就不能进, 不能见上帝。
Like Jesus who told Nicodemus, if you are not regenerated, you cannot see, cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这是一个新的生命。
This is a new life.
新的生命有更丰盛的可能。
And this new life is a possibility of greater power.
所以我们在基督里领受永生。
So in Christ we receive eternal life.
我们成了新造的。
Become a new creation.
我们旧事已过，一切都变成新的。
Things from the old are past, and all are new.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
Very clearly the Bible says,
我们从上帝领受了这个生命。
We receive this life from God.
我们就不犯罪。
Then we will not sin.
那么约翰一书第三章所讲的不犯罪。
First John chapter 3 said that we do not sin.
是不是说重生的人不可能再犯罪?
Is it that it's not possible for those regenerated to be to sin?
不是的,
no.
因为约翰一书第二章告诉我们,
because First John chapter 2 says,
你们中间若有人犯罪,
if there is someone who sin among you,
父那里有一位中保,
and God we had a mediator.
所以这一句话就说呢, 接受约翰书信, 得救的基督徒还有犯罪,
which in the recipient of this epistle to the John, they are Christian, but yet they can sin.
所以第二章告诉我们有生命的人还有犯罪,
and the second chapter says that those who have alive still could sin.
为什么第三章说有上帝而来的生命就不犯罪?
Why say in chapter 3 it says that the who have the life from God will not sin anymore?
原来那一句话在希腊文是用继续不断在最终的意思。
Actually in that word in Greek tense it means continually to sin.
换一句话说,
which means when we have a new life,
我们得救了以后,
after we are saved,
我们就不会继续不断喜欢在罪中生活,
we will not continually wanting to live in sin.
也就是说, 得救的人有新生命, 他不会继续的罪中,
which means he who has been saved with a new life, he cannot continue to live in sin.
所以得救有新生命的人,
so he who was saved has a new life.
那些自然 普通被造而没有证据的人不一样,
compared to those who are not saved but in a natural life, they're different.
这些自然人犯罪是常例,
this natural man when they sin it is a rule,
是惯性的生活,
it's a habitual way,
是他们喜爱的一件事情,
that's something they desire,
他们就最终感到享受,
so when they are in sin they enjoy sinning,
最终网络,
when they are in sin they enjoy the happiness,
最终丧失自己,
when they are in sin they lose themselves,
过犯 犯罪的生活是惯常性的事,
so they live in the life of sinning, that is habitual.
一个重生得救的人不是如此,
but one who has been saved is different.
偶尔有犯罪的行为的时候,
incidentally when they fell into sin,
他是痛苦,
he is suffering,
因为他已经被更新的良心控告他很厉害,
because the renewed conscience will pit them.
他不会继续让自己最终受犯罪的痛苦的折磨,
so he will not continue to suffer in sin.
他心中喜爱上帝的,
and his heart is desire to love God,
因为他从罪中间得到自由,
because he has been set free from sin,
他死的权柄得到释放,
and set free also from the law of death.
第二节告诉我们,
and that's why chapter
是圣灵,
and the law of the giver of life, the Holy Spirit,
他已经救我们脱离罪 和死的力量。
He has set us free from the law of sin and death.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这样在基督里得了新生命以后
，So after we have new life in Christ，
我们就有个愿意讨神喜悦、甘心乐意在自由中间享受神与我们同在的圣洁生活。
Willingly also in freedom when they enjoy the holy life which is given in Christ。
那么我们是不是已经在天堂里面
？And do we then live in heaven？
不是
，No。
我们还在地上。
We are still upon the earth。
我们还在地上过生活的时候
，Upon the earth as we live，
我们要怎样过一个在地？如在天的生活。
How we live life on earth as if it is in heaven.
我们在罪恶的环境中间。
That in the surrounding of sin.
怎样过一个得胜者的生活
？How do we live a life of a victor?
这就是第八章所要传讲。
And this is what's going to preach in chapter 8.
这种得胜的可能
，This kind of possibility of victory，
只有在得救的人身上才可以发挥出来。
It is not about those who have been saved can be manifested.
得救的可能
，And the possibility of being saved，
基督的道成肉身的历史。事实上才可以成全。
It is only upon the historical fact of the incarnation of Christ that it can be accomplished.
第三节是很重要的。
So verse 3 is very important.
第三节告诉我们，怎么可能我们在基督里得到这样的自由
？Because verse 3 says that in Christ, how is it possible we have this freedom?
我们怎么可能在基督里圣灵使我们得着脱离罪和死的捆绑
？How can we that in Christ Holy Spirit set us free from the law of sin and death?
所以这里就比较了律法所不能做的。
So compare what the law cannot do
基督能做
and what Christ can
在律法里面只能看戏的
what he can sigh in law
在基督里我们可以赞美
what he can praise in Christ
律法的无能
and the powerless of sin and law and the powerfulness of Christ
这个 almightiness of Christ
the almightiness of Christ
律法的无能
and also the powerlessness of law
变成一个对角
become a contradictory picture
现在我们再读第三节
so as you read verse 3 again
这一节圣经呢是全本圣经唯一一次这样详细记载这件事
because this is the only place in the Bible that could record so clearly this incident
一同来读一
read together
律法
既因肉体软弱有所不能行的神就差遣自己的儿子成为最深的形状做了赎罪祭在肉体中定了罪案
这里所提的是什么呢
What does he mention here?
律法是无能的
That this law is powerless
为什么律法无能的
Why is the law is powerless?
因为我们的肉体是软弱
Because our body is weak
跟我们的肉体的软弱跟律法的无能有什么关系
the weakness of our flesh and also powerlessness of the law What is the relationship?
律法到底是不是好的
Is law good?
律法的本身是好的
Well, law itself is good.
这样每一个国家的法律都是好。
Like the law of every nation is good.
国家之所以是国家。
A nation is a nation.
政府之所以是政府。
The government is a government.
它一定要有一些公义的条例和约束百姓的行动。
Because there must be law of justice to control our actions.
这样使那些犯恶的自由不影响那些行义的自由。
So that the freedom of the evildoer will not bind the freedom of those righteous.
Just do us. 法律就保全了善良的百姓的安全这个地位
which in this law will ensure the security position of us obey the law
所以好人看律法是个保障
so the good man will see that this law is the security
坏人看律法是一个拦阻
but the evil man will see it's a hindrance
良善的人看律法心中平安
the good man will see the law they have peace in their heart
邪恶的人看律法处处给他们作难
the evil man see that they are hindrances
因为坏人盼望他的自由没有限制
because the evil men hope that their freedom are not bound
好人盼望他们平安得着保护
and also the good man will see that security are being secured
律法一定是好的
so the law is good
虽然不是每一个政府都是完全好的
even though not all government are good
但是在政府里面有一些的条例都是为了百姓的安全而实施
but within the government there are this law that is set for the goodness of the people
今天全世界最坏的政府是塔利班政府
today the whole world the worst government is Taliban
但是塔利班政府的法律还是有它的作用
but then the law of Taliban still has its effect
怪不得 这个阿富汗绝大多数的人民起初是接受他们。
No wonder the Afghanistanians initially they accept them.
因为他们起初用严谨的回教原始的教义来治法的时候
，because initially when we use the fundamental rules of the Islam to rule,
严格到一个地
，so strict.
哪一个人偷别人的东西
？Anyone was steal.
被抓到以后
，when they've been caught,
用刀把他的手砍下
，so their hand will be cut off.
完了，把这一双偷东西的手把它绑起来
，and this pair of hands will be hung.
到处游街
，and show it to people，
所以那些人吓死了。
So these people are so frightened，
要法要偷的都不敢偷。
So those who want to steal, they are not steal anymore。
已经偷的已经没有手了。
Those who have stolen, they have lost their hands。
手被砍断了，还要高举两手说安拉王巴，上帝是伟大。
When their hands have been severed, they still want to carry their hand and say that Allah is great。
因为所谓叫做穆斯林的意思
，and that's Muslim what's the meaning？
绝对顺从者
，the absolute obedient one。
既然犯法。
And since you have gone against the law,
永远要承担你的罪。
So forever you will bear your sins.
这样的公义执行的时候
，So when this justice is being practiced,
就变成在塔利班政权下面回教的法律。
So under the government of the Taliban becomes the law.
所以这样的每一个各地的律法都有它的好处。
So every law has goodness.
但是当坏处比好处更多的时候怎么办呢
？But when the evil is outnumbered is good.
这个人因为很穷，所以他不能做工，结果呢，他没有办法，他就。
So this man because he's so poor he cannot work and that's why he go and rob.
你把他的手砍断以后
，when he cut his hands,
他更不能做工。
So all the more he cannot work.
他结果只能逃犯或者只能自杀或者只能呢变成一个饿死的。
So he can only beg or only he can know the one who starve to death.
那当政府执法以后
，So after being executed,
怎样处理执法以后带来的困难
？But how do they solve the problem difficulty after the execution?
没有别的计划。
There's no plan at all.
结果慢慢人就厌烦执法。
So people then hate this kind of law.
立法原先都是好处。
So initially laws are good.
立法可以制止犯罪行为。
Because it can stop the sinful act.
立法可以审判犯罪的人。
The law also can judge those who sin.
使那个人不敢再犯罪。
So will deter them from sinning.
但是立法除了这种消极性的制止罪恶以外
，other than this negative function of this stopping this sin，
就这种法律能不能改变人性
？Can they change human nature？
所以呢，我们看见这不是完全解决的办法。
So we see this not a total solution.
所以每一个政府的法律都有它好的地方。
So every government have their good laws.
法律的存在是为了什么呢
？The existence of law was it for？
法官的台。这个裁决是为了什么
？And also the ruling of the judge was the purpose.
监牢的功用是为了什么
？What's the purpose of a prison？
这个在国际这个几千年来，在所有的这个政治和哲学里面都讨论这个。
So for thousands of years, this politics and also this code were discussed.
从主前两千年
，about 2000 years BC，
哈摩拉比的时代
，Hammurabi's age，
或者是比亚伯兰更早一些时候。在这米索波大米的法律
，or in the law of Mesopotamia, which is prior to Abraham,
已经提到了以言还言，以牙还牙
，yes，
社会公义的原则。
He also mentioned the principle of justice in society, tit for tat, and also the blood for blood。
到了主前300多年的时候
，and also 300 years BC，
柏拉图就提到一件事情
，Plato mentioned this。
犯罪以后要用法律去制裁他。
So when you have sinned, you have to be judged by the law.
审判和刑罚。
So this judgment and also the execution of punishment
不能解决犯罪的问题。
Cannot solve the problem of crime.
只减少以后犯罪的次数。
Can only reduce the frequency of crime.
所以法律的本身。
So the law itself
不是全能的。
It is not absolute powerful.
你们住在马来亚的人。
When you live in Malaysia,
你们都知道这件事情。
You know this.
凡是贩毒的都要处死刑。
Those who have this drug trafficking will be have capital punishment.
处死刑的都是绞刑。
And the capital punishment will be hanged.
但是不等于因为这样，马来西亚就没有绞刑再行出来。
It doesn't mean that because of this there's more hanging because of drug trafficking.
为什么还有呢
？Why is it there still are?
因为还没有办法使人不犯罪。
Because it cannot totally deter people from committing crimes.
所以律法的功用是有限制。
So the function of this law is limited. So verse 3 very clearly says, because sinful nature is weak, that thing the law cannot do. It doesn't mean that we are weak physically, then we cannot do it. And of course, because the body is weak, that's why we cannot do good. It means the law cannot do something to help us. There's a function of law, yet it is insufficient in its function. You know, when you teach children, the children that you love most in daily practices, when you scold them, they feel so sad. And there are these children because the parents say something and then they're so hurt. Because in the ordinary day they have good relationship, very good boy. So just a small word will hurt them at the heart. The parents will scold their children every day, so at the time when they scold them, they scold you back. They will not feel hurt. They will not feel sad. They will not feel that relationship being hurt. Because it has been hurt anyway. Even though it's being hurt some more, it doesn't hurt. Which means there's no good result when they are ill in a very light way, you use a very heavy medicine to kill them. I hope that this form a concept in you. When there's a need, then also you use severe words to say something. But small wrong, you use a lighter word. When it is a bigger wrong, then you speak in a more heavy tone. We do not use the knife to kill this cow to kill an end. We do not have to use an arrow to shave our beard. This is very simple. So we see that those who have been punished in a frequent manner, so they are no more afraid of being imprisoned. So there are people who go in and out of prison so often, that so much so that they wait until when they have starved, then they are preferred to be imprisoned for food. So you ask the jailer and the superintendent of jails, they have no way for these people. To the frequent visitors of the prison, they say that, you're coming again? I have no way for you. Those prisoners say, well, I'll come again. I've seen this kind of jail superintendent. Even though you frighten them, you don't beat them, there's no way for them. Even though in prison, they're so used to it. I thought that I want to frighten them, but you frighten me. How can I deal with them?
天下没有一个人在律法的下面，结果变成好人。There's
no one under law can change a good man.
没有一个人因为你罚他，你吓他，你打他，他变成好人。And
no one because you frighten him, you punish them, they turn to be a good man.
人是越刑罚越败坏，越打越坏蛋。
The human kind is the more you punish men, the more they rebel.
这就是以后的世界政策的政权越难。
So we know that the future of the government who want to oppress those terrorists, there's no way. It's very horrifying.
亲爱的弟兄,
my dear brothers
and sisters,
the law because the weakness of sinful flesh and nature, something you cannot do.
四下律法万条,
so if you give all
laws,
but then I become a sinner that go against all laws.
律法越讲严厉的话,
The more severe the Lord preaches,
我越发现我越没有尊严,
the more I find that I have no dignity. Because I cannot do it.
所以我在罪的中间呢,只能哀叹,
so in sin, I can only sigh, but I cannot repent.
罪人如果不是圣灵的工作,
if it is not because of the word of the Holy Spirit, the sinners for them to repent is not a, is a fake one.
被判决的囚犯流了泪,
those condemned people after they shed tears, you do not think that they repent.
那么是什么呢?
Then what is that?
是懊悔,
it is only but a regretful
heart.
It's a regretful heart, not repentance.
Regret is not repent.
To regret is not repent.
什么叫做regret?
What is to regret?
我不应当这么做,
I shouldn't do that.
但是已经做了什么?
But he has done that.
你要怎么样?
What do you do?
我自己懊悔是说呢,我恨恶自己为什么这么做?
I regret because I hate myself, why I did that?
然后说,一定要面对做了这些事的审判时,我很不甘愿。
So he is not willing to face all this punishment from this act.
所以这种懊悔的背后有仇恨同没有盼望在。
So behind this regretfulness, there is also the hatefulness, bitterness.
如果他有机会报仇的话,
if he's a way to revenge,
他会把审判官杀死。
Then he will kill the judge. He said that my freedom to sin has not been bound by the judge. So on one hand, he regrets his sinful act. But on the other hand, he hates the one who buys his freedom. So his sinful nature becomes worse and worse. Man can change to that.
那怎么办呢?
What to do now?
上帝 不是在永恒中间为罪人预备地狱而已。
God in eternity has not just prepared hell for the sinners.
上帝不是在罪恶产生之后只赐下律法而已。
It is not only, it is not that when after sin has become sin and God has given law.
上帝赐下救恩。
But God also has given salvation.
律法是使人进到绝望的地。
Because laws lead us to desperation.
救恩是使人进到新的盼望。
And redemption bring us to new hope.
所以这样, 这个救赎的恩典怎么赐下来呢?
And because of this, how is this grace of salvation given?
神自己来。
God himself came.
因为他派了天使赐下律法，叫不成好人。
Because he sent the angel to give the law but cannot turn people to be good. The true function of law is not to save. The true motive is not to condemn. But to cause people to know that they've left the original plan of God.
所以我们在第七章的时候,
so in chapter 7,
我感觉律法是神本性的彰显,
we say law is the manifestation of God's nature.
律法彰显神的公义、良善跟圣洁,
it manifests God's righteousness and also God's goodness.
所以人看见律法的时候应当看见神是这样公义的。 原来我是这样不义的。
When the people see law, they see that God is so righteous and so unrighteous.
神是这样良善的。 原来我是这么不良的。
God is so good and so evil.
神是这样圣洁的。 原来我才知道我是这样无畏。
God is so holy and so filthy.
如果一个人从律法所彰显的神性, 看见对上帝的背面, 从人远远离开上帝, 自己悲惨的现状的时候,
if a man through the manifestation of God's nature were to see their own nature after they have left God,
那么他应当回头才对,
then he must turn back.
但是事情不是如此,
but the fact is not that.
正念我在第二章对你们讲过一句话,
just like in chapter 2, I said one statement to you.
犹太人不因为有了律法而感到自己的卑微在神面前悔改。
The Jew, it wasn't because there's a law, they find that they are so minute and repent before God.
相反的, 他们因为有律法变成更骄傲, 看全世界的人都是卑鄙的, 只有他们有上帝的律法, 所以别人是狗, 他们才是上帝的狗。
But the Jews, because they have a law to despise all the people, they thought that they are the Holy One and all are dogs.
只有律法的百姓, 跟没有律法的百姓不同在哪?
So the people with law, the people without law, what is the difference?
没有上帝律法的百姓, 一面犯罪, 一面不知道要怎么办?
The people without the law of God, they sin, nothing what to do.
有律法的百姓, 一方面犯罪, 一方面感觉到自己很厉害, 因为有律法, 你们没有律法。
The people with the law, they sin, and that they boast about themselves because they have the law.
到了这个地步,
and because of that state, what can the law do?
律法完全不能做事。
Totally, it can do nothing. So when they tell them again the laws, you say, I've heard it. Every week I come to the exposition meeting. I've heard it so frequently. So they feel proud compared to others. If we turn to such people, then it's so pitiful. Because they were not heard. Maybe they hear once, their life is changed and repent. But those who come frequently, not only that they cannot understand and will not change, but they despise those who have not heard. Is it you? I don't know. May God have mercy on us. When the salvation has been given, it is so that those who have the law cannot do it will see any hope. And because of the weakness of sinful nature, the same thing cannot do, God then sent His Son, His only Son, what to do, and also take the likeness of sinful nature. When I read it, I want to shed my tears. I was so touched. When the Son of God came to this sinful world, when was that? After sinning, after laws were given, after prophet were given, God see the Jews that sinful
man,
and given them the laws, like a mirror to shine upon themselves their nature. Men look at the mirror, they know where is the filthy spot. They want to wipe it out. Only those who have something wrong, he walked to the mirror, how dare you manifest my filthiness, I want to break you. Then he broke the mirror. Have you ever broken mirrors? You have. It will not be because the mirror shown your filthiness and that's why you get angry, you want to break it. So the Lord showed to us our nature. So we must correct ourselves, not to hate the law. Why is it such is human nature? When people point out your shortcomings, not that you feel ashamed, not that you touch yourself, that I am have fallen short. You do not correct yourself, but you want to beat the one who pointed to your wrongs. Such is our human nature. So on the one hand with the law, but all the more we dare to go against the law. On one hand we go against the law, on the other hand we boast that we have the law and you do not have. On one hand we monopolize the law, on the other hand we despise the Gentiles without the law. So God has given the two second function of the Old Testament. And what's the second position of the Old Testament?
The second kind of offices in the Old Testament.
The second kind of office in the Old Testament is the prophets. The difference of law and prophet is
先知指出,
prophet was the point that you have gone against the law. That you have sinned. All the more the prophet courageous to point out where is sin. The great prophet is the spokesman of God. Because this prophet means to speak forth, he is the spokesman of God. The message of a great prophet, it must include a few factors, important factors. The first, and also a courage to rebuke sin. The second, and to the authority and righteousness of God, it is manifested.
第三,
the third,
对将来救主来临的预言,
and also the word of prophecy of the coming of the Son of God.
第四,
the fourth,
就是对肯真心悔改归回上帝的人的应许赦罪,
and also the promise of forgiveness for those who truly repent.
这是旧约先知的四大内容。
These are the four important content of the
Proverbs.
You have sinned.
神是公义。
God is righteous.
他不但要定你的罪，他还要赦免你。
No one will condemn you, also will forgive you.
救主要来。
The Lord will come.
悔改吧。
Repent.
神要赦免你。
God will forgive you.
伟大的先知。
The great prophet.
一定有这些最重要的信息。
Have these four important aspects of message.
而且设计心之先知是很勇敢。
And this proverb are very courageous.
这些先知不是讨人的喜悦
They're not to please man
他不是看人的情面
And not to pay faces to man
站在神面前
But standing before God
对人说话
To speak to man
站在人面前
Standing before man
向神负责
He wants to be responsible to God
圣灵的感动
And touching on Holy
Spirit 向神要传的时代信息
To say the message of time to people
神的眼光
And God's view
看出时代的毛病
To see the succumbing of the age
这种松饱性的心灵
This kind of meditatory spirit
是很敏感的
It is very sensitive
百姓有什么罪恶他就怕出来
What kind of sin that people have they are sensitive
神有什么心意他也体会出来
Whatever mind of God he feels it
神感动他讲的话他一定勇敢讲
Whatever God that touch him he courageously preach
伟大的先知不止一定罪
And the great prophet not just condemn
伟大的先知一直指出盼望
But also the point the hope
应许未来的救恩
And also the promised salvation to come
流泪把神的心意向他们写。
They wave so they want to manifest the mind of God to them.
旧约里面许多这种伟大的先知预言。
There are many of the prophecy of great prophet in the Old Testament of God.
先知性的信息。
And the prophetic message
都是所有其他的宗教里面所没有。
It is not the present in other religion.
其他的宗教讲解一些宇宙的道理。
Our religion talk about the laws of the universe.
讲解的散发的这个因果律。
And also this the cause and effect of the punishment and reward.
没有那永生上帝生命的激情在他们的生命里面。
But without this compassion of God's salvation in them.
今天我们看真正神的仆人也有应当有这个激情。
So we too see two servants of God also have this mark.
他们要讨好人。
They did not please man.
他一定要看清时机和方向。
He want to see the situation and the direction.
深深体会神的心。
Truly, they want to feel the heart of God.
讲出人真正需要的。
And to speak about people, things that people really need.
把基督高举起来。
So they will lift up high Christ Jesus.
把赦罪的恩典的应许传讲。
And also the priest, the promise of salvation.
那么我们现在问第二个这事降下的时候。
So when the second office is given,
以色列怎样对待先知？
The Israel how did they deal with the prophets?
所以你是以色列人，我也是以色列。
You are Israel, I'm Israelite.
你有律法，我也有律法。
You have the laws, I have the laws.
我有错，难道你完全吗？
I have wrong. Are you perfect?
你也不过是一个普通的人。
You are only ordinary man.
你怎么敢奉上帝的名叫我悔改呢？
How can you in the name of God ask me to repent?
所以他们就一个一个杀死先知。
So one by one they kill the prophets.
你看到了吗？
So you see,
这是人性悲惨的宗教情操。
So is the tragedy of the religious compassion of human nature.
律法赐下有完全没有办法解决的事情。
After law has been given, it cannot totally solve the problem of man.
有的律法违背律法。
With the law, they go against the law.
有的律法轻看没有律法。
With the law, they despise them without the law.
违背律法在杀害先知。
Going against the law, they yet to kill the prophet.
等下一次有先知再来的时候。
So when the next prophet comes,
再杀害这个先知。
They kill again.
他想起从前的先知。
So they also remember the former prophet's battle.
一面杀新先知，一面修理旧先知的坟墓。
So on the one hand, they kill the new prophet, they also man the tombs of the former prophet.
我们还不是一样。
Isn't us the same?
古人说我们佩服得不得了。
The ancient men say and we admire them.
今人说我就打他一拳。
And the people who say today I'll beat them.
好像所有的话都不可以对我现在说。
As if all the message cannot preach to me as a contemporary person.
我是不会错。
I cannot go wrong.
我是不该责备。
I cannot be rebuked.
你是没有权柄这种审判。
You have no authority to judge me.
所以圣经说。
So the Bible says.
上帝差遣自己的儿子来。
God sent His Son.
先知都差了。
Prophet all has been sent.
就一个一个被杀。
But one by one they be killed.
耶稣之间被杀的最后的先知就是施洗约翰。
And the last prophet prior to Jesus was killed was John the Baptist.
这个先知被杀的多得不得了。
So the order, many prophets have been killed.
以赛亚是被锯断变成两段。
Isaiah had been sawn into halves.
好多先知被杀。
Many prophets were murdered.
耶稣说耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
Jesus cried and said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
你常杀害先知。
Often you kill prophets.
看啊
，Behold，
要变成荒场。
It become a desolate place.
你却不知道。
that you do not realize.
多事如同母鸡召集小鸡。
Many times under collecting like a hen to the chicks.
在我翅膀下面的护卫。
The under my wing under protect you.
你们却不肯。
But you are not willing.
耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
看啊
，Behold.
如今你要变成荒场。
Now you will be a desolate place.
灾难的痛苦要临到你。
Woe and suffering will come to you.
这是神忧伤痛苦所表达出来的话。
So this is spirit of God coming from the set spirit.
人是神心中的人。
Man also is the man of God.
人也是常常最伤神心的。
But it's the one who hurt God's heart most.
上帝把他儿子自己差遣下来的时候。
When God has sent His only Son to us,
那么他要怎么样救人？
Then how is He going to save man?
他不是一人无干。
Not that He has no relationship with man.
高高在上。
That He sent up high.
君临世界。
And the King coming to the world.
灵体显现。
And also manifest spiritually.
所以你没有办法碰我。
So you cannot touch me.
我向你显现的。
I manifest to you.
是天上的灵向你显灵。
It's a heavenly spirit that manifests the spirit.
让我讲你的坏话。
So when I talk about evil things,
没有办法报复。
You cannot revenge.
因为我是灵体。
Because I'm a spiritual body.
你没办法用子弹射。
You cannot hurt me with a bullet.
你没办法用箭射。
You cannot hurt me with an arrow.
你没办法用武器来打我。
You cannot use a heaven to hurt me, weapon to hurt me.
我是君临天下的灵体。
Because I'm the king that comes to the world as a spirit.
我是审判万有的上帝。
I'm the God who judges all things.
现在来对付你们的罪。
So I want to deal with the sin now.
不是的。
No.
完全刚好反过来。
Totally just the reverse.
耶稣不是以君临天下的姿态出现。
Christ did not appear as a king that comes to the world in spirit.
耶稣是以受苦的仆人的身份降生。
But as a suffering servant, he born to the world.
受苦的仆人。
A suffering servant.
降世为人。
Incarnated to be humankind.
如果上帝许可，
if God allowed,
我们年底的时候，
at the end of this year,
布道团会送给你们一个人一个日历。
The crusade will give you also one, everyone a calendar.
2002年的 calendar.
A calendar of 2002.
我们收了六张的图画。
We have six pictures there.
是上帝受苦的仆人。
Also the suffering servant of God.
谦卑的降生。
Very humbly he came to the world.
孤单的受试探。
Very lonely, he feel temptation.
人子受痛苦。
Because the son of man, he suffered.
被鞭打。
He was whipped.
他受审判。
He was judged.
被挂在你头上。
He was hung on the wood.
六张的图画印出来要送给你。
Six pictures printed to give to you.
他亲自成了人。
Personally, he became a man.
他成了最深的形状。
And also in the likeness of sinful man.
那么圣经里面提到形状。
When you say likeness,
形象。
Likeness.
一共有三种描写。
Three kind of description.
第一种描写是什么？
The first is
神的形象降生。
The likeness and image of God.
第二种描写是。
And the second
奴仆的形象。
The likeness of a servant.
第三种描写是。
And the third
最深的形状。
Likeness of a sinful man.
这三种形状来描写人。
Using these three descriptions to describe man,
人被造的时候，
when man was created,
所以与所有万物不一样。
His difference of all creation,
在哪里？
Where is the difference?
按照上帝的形象样式造。
Because man is created after the image and likeness of God,
distinctiveness of God, of man,
人的特殊点，
the uniqueness of man,
人的独特点，
the specialty of man,
人的特别的地方，
superiority of man than other living beings,
人比其他被造物的优越处。
人有神的形象。
The man has the image of God.
在被造的万物中间，
when among all creation,
人是尊贵的。
Man is honor.
人是荣耀的。
Man is glory.
这个形象犯罪以后变成什么呢？
When this nature after the sin, what it turned to?
一个奴仆的形象。
Become the likeness of a servant.
一个人荣耀的时候。
When a man is glorious.
像天仙一样。
He's like an angel.
一个人在罪恶奴役之下的时候。
When man is being enslaved by sin.
比动物更可怜。
He's worse than the beast.
你看见路边一个犯罪又肮脏又堕落的乞丐。
So when you see a fallen beggar who has sinned,
比一只活泼跳来跳去很健康又很干净的狗更可怜。
It's more pitiful than the clean dog.
人原是那么荣耀。
Man is so honored.
人怎么可能变成这么卑微？
How he can turn to be so lowly?
人原是圣洁的。
Man is holy.
怎么变成这样肮脏？
How can he turn into filthy?
人应当是充满爱。
Man's to feel be filled with love.
怎么会有像恐怖分子这样毫无良心、杀人不见血的这种心
？How can have it like a terrorist is a cruel?
奴仆的心
，like a servant of a slave.
今天的报纸说
，The paper said today.
911事件
，The incident of 911
是一个谋杀案。
It is a murder case.
谋杀谁
？What homicide?
不是谋杀所仇恨的。
Not to kill those who are hateful.
受害的是无辜的人。
It is also the innocent people.
有一些人还佩服自杀的这些机师是很勇敢。
Some people still admire those that commit those pilot that commit this murder.
你要死是你的权利。
It is your power that you want to kill yourself.
你有什么资格叫六千人一定要陪你一同死？
But what kind of power do you have to have this 6,000 people to accompany you?
你把一只狗的脚把它折断，你的良心都过不去。
You want to break the leg of a dog, your conscience will not let you go.
怎么可能有这样的心？可以看几千个人一同陪葬，你才敢。
How can you have this heart to take kill 6,000 people with you?
这是历史上最大的谋杀。
This is the greatest murder case in the world in history.
这件事情发生的时候
，And when this thing happened,
吉隆坡有多少人游行反对这些？恐怖分子。
And how many people in Kuala Lumpur demonstrate to go against this terrorist?
没有。
No.
但是当了西方对阿富汗说，你保留这些恐怖分子，继续训练他们，我要向你开战的时候。
So when the West say Afghanistan, if you continue to protect and hide these people,
为什么有许多国家有几千几万个人起来反对这些报复的国家？
Why is there thousands and thousands of people demonstrate to go against these people?
我真的很难明白。
I can understand.
如果两方面都反对，还有公义。
If there's just if two can also oppose.
如果你们六千个人被杀，无辜死，我不反对。但我喜欢的宗教的人有几个死，我就反对，我是不赞同。
If 6,000 of you are killed, I oppose. But then a few of my own people are killed, then I oppose. I do not agree with that.
这不是人类大同的精神应当有的反应。
This is not the spirit of communality of humankind.
这也不是真正好的宗教应当表现。
This is not a manifestation of a good religion.
你看见了吗？
Don't you see?
所以人类很可怕。
So man is so horrified.
人如果已经决定继续犯罪下去。
If man has made a determination to continue to sin,
他们要把自己的这个行动最恶的行为当作是正当。
So they rationalize their own sinful acts.
他们最好的武器就用上帝的名，用宗教的名来犯罪。
So their best weapon is to sin in the name of God.
律法没有办法。
So the law cannot do anything.
先知结果也没有办法。
The prophet cannot do anything.
是指出一条路来。
So they pointed the way.
上帝的儿子。
God's son.
他要来。
He comes.
他来的时候。
When he comes.
他是最深的形状。
And take the likeness of sinful man.
耶稣到世界上来的时候。
When Jesus comes to the world.
不是灵体主宰上帝君临天下。
He did not come in the spirit as the sovereign God to come to the world.
为受苦的仆人。
But as a suffering servant,
道成肉身,
incarnated,
成为婴孩,
become a baby,
受尽痛苦,
he suffered,
受尽限制,
also he was limited,
受尽贫穷,
he also go to suffer poverty,
受尽凌辱,
he was being insulted,
被人抛弃,
he was deserted,
人只在世界上走,
and also when the Son of Man was on the earth,
天上的飞鸟有窝,
and the heavenly birds have a nest,
狐狸有洞,
the foxes have holes.
人子没有放他头的地方,
the Son of Man doesn't have a place to place his pillow.
亲爱的弟兄,
my dear brothers and sisters,
no place for his head.
No place for his head to rest.
亲爱的弟兄,
my dear brothers and sisters,
他是受苦的仆人,
he is a suffering servant.
他来的时候,
when he comes,
你不会看到这个大君王来了,
you cannot see the emperor is coming.
神的儿子荣耀的来到,
the Son of God coming in glory.
故意使他出现的时候就比普通人更枯槁憔悴。
But with purpose, he come to the world and also as a servant.
没有令人炫目的容貌。
Nothing, not not continent to be admired.
枯槁憔悴。
He's so dry and so ugly.
如根出于干地。
And like a root that come from a dry land.
我们轻看他。
We despise him.
我们藐视他。
We despise him.
像这样的人怎么救？
This kind of man, how can save me?
他是谁呀？
Who is he?
他是圣父的圣子。
He is the Holy One of Holy One.
三位一体的第二位。
And the second person of a Trinity God.
天使所敬拜的君王。
And the king worship of angels.
来的时候。
But when he comes,
披上人性。
He put on the human nature.
披上血肉的身体。
And put on the human flesh.
披上枯槁憔悴的面目。
Put on a dry and heavy, ugly face.
人不愿意炫目，也不感到特别的一种外貌。
Put on a countenance whereby there's nothing to be admired.
这种爱太伟大。
That's such a great love.
这种牺牲太伟大。
Such great sacrifice.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
他披上了最深的身体。
That he put on the likeness of a sinful man.
有一次我在麦丹监牢里面讲道。
There was one I preached in a prison in Medan.
我进门。
When I entered in the gate.
他说：“唐牧师，你来讲道，我们很欢迎。”
Is that Reverend Tom? You come to preach? We welcome you.
但是照监牢的规矩。
But according to the laws or rules of the prison.
你要把你的衣服都脱下来。
You must take off your clothing.
穿囚犯的衣服。
Put on the clothing of a prisoner.
我那时候很不甘愿。
I was not willing.
我不是囚犯。
I was not a prisoner.
我说一定吗？
Surely must be.
他说一定。
Yes.
所以我把我的外衣放在门边一个小房间里面。
So I took off my clothing and put in a small room.
穿上一条一条囚犯的衣服。
So put on the clothing of a prisoner.
当我在里面走的时候。
When I was walking inside.
怎么我变成这样了？
How can I turn to that?
我是牧师。
You know I'm a pastor.
我常在大学讲道。
Sometimes I preach in the university.
我常在最漂亮的礼堂讲道。
And the good hall.
我常在大球场讲道。
Also big stadium.
我连许多很有地位的人都听我讲道。
Those high position come and listen to me.
人变成这样。
How can I turn to that?
我看来的人也是这样。
And the one who comes to the same thing.
我跟他一样。
He's the same with me.
我心里想怎么搞的？
Is something much wrong?
今天我披上这样的衣服。
So I put on this clothing.
那些人以为我大概也是。这个偷东西的人
So they thought probably I'm the one who steal.
他以为我也是抢东西的人
They thought I'm the one who rob.
或者我也是那犯法的人
Or the one who go against the crime.
或者是杀人的人
Or the one who kill him.
或者是犯奸淫的人
Or the one who kill adultery. 我
被抓进来一个房间去
I'm caught and put in prison.
跟他们进去
So I enter.
进到礼堂的时候
And when I enter.
那些听到的穿的衣服跟我穿的人一样样
So those prisoners put on the same clothing as myself.
有一点像囚犯的主席讲话
Like a chairman of prisoners preaching.
我站在那里翻圣经
So as I turn to the Bible.
我一面读圣经
And I read the Bible.
一边讲道
And I preach.
一面心里说主啊
I told God.
我的衣服跟他们一样
My clothes the same with them.
其实我跟他们不一样
Actually I'm different.
就是我这样感到不舒服的时候
When I feel so uncomfortable.
圣灵感动
The Holy Spirit touched me.
主耶稣到世界上来
When Christ comes to the world.
就是这样
It's the same.
你感到什么
How do you feel?
你感到你不配
You feel you are not worthy.
不甘愿吗
You are not willing.
这是衣服太不好吗
This clothing is not good.
其实你也是罪人
Actually, you are also a sinner.
他们是罪人。
They are sinners.
他们是监牢里面的罪人。
They are sinners in the prison.
你是监牢外面的罪人。
Why the sinner outside the prison?
从我看，你们都是罪人。
To my side, it's the same.
我很羞愧。
I feel so ashamed.
第一次真正明白我的主披上罪身的形状的感受是。
So the first time I feel the feeling of Christ Jesus putting on the sinful
nature. 罪人进监牢，穿囚犯的衣服都不舒服。
So for the prisoner to go into prison, to want to clean the
prison,
he
just stands up 到地上披上罪人泄露的身体，什么感觉
？But the Holy Son of God coming to the world and put on the sinful nature likeness.
你说为什么耶稣一定要有泄露的身体
？Why did Jesus must have a flesh body？
为什么耶稣一定要这个罪身的形状
？And also must have likeness of a sinful man.
叫做道成肉身。
The Word became flesh.
这就是上帝。与人同在
Emmanuel, God with man.
这个叫做敬虔的奥秘
And that is all the profundity of the mystery.
上帝在肉身显现
That God manifested in flesh.
这个叫做道喜悦住在人间
That God delighted to live in man.
像箴言第八章所讲的话
That the prophet chapter 8 says.
我在上帝面前
Before God.
创造的时候是工程师
Before the creation, I was the engineer.
The engineer of the universe.
我是宇宙的工程师
One who designed everything in the created universe
那在被造的世界里面我是设计者
The only wisdom of everything
唯一万物的智慧者
The logos of every logic
每一个的道之上是道
每一个学问之里面的道
And also the logos of all not logos
The principle of all principles
那我各原则中的原则
I am the designer
我是设计者
I am the engineer of the universe
我是宇宙的工程师
接下去说什么
But then he says
我在上帝为人所造的大地我非常欢喜
In the world that God has created I delighted
我喜欢住在人间
I like to dwell in humankind
你不感动
Are you not touched?
我心里很受感动
I was so touched
创造的上帝
The God who creates,
愿意住在人间,
He's willing to dwell among us,
降在人世间,
to descend to us,
受尽痛苦,
to go to all sufferings, to put on the flesh.
有血肉的身体是会老的。
When you have the flesh, you can get old. When the flesh, you get tired.
有血肉的身体是会死的。
With the body, you will die.
耶稣是故意到这个能够累、能够苦、能够流泪、能够伤心、能够受苦、能够死的世界上。
But intentionally, Christ Jesus come to the world whereby he can suffer, he can get tired, that he can die.
罗马书第五章到第八章。
Romans chapter 5-8.
提到罪的时候是为一个话。
When it mentions that sin is personified,
用的是单数的,
use a singular sin.
到了第八章的时候, 救恩的神学怎么样成全的时候,
when it comes to chapter 8, how the salvation is being accomplished,
看道也被位格化,
so the Logos also being personified.
上帝的道,
the word of God,
第二个位格的上帝,
the second person of God,
成了有位格的人体,
incarnated into a person.
所以他是神,
so he's God.
他成了人,
he become man.
来到人间,
he come to man.
披着肉体,
put on the flesh.
为什么?
Why?
要在他的肉身中间,
so that in the sinful nature of man,
为我们定了罪案,
to condemn it.
什么意思?
What do you mean?
在他肉体中间,
so in the flesh,
担当我们被定罪的这个地位。
And also to stand in the position of we who are condemned. If Christ had not come, then he
would
not become a man. He would not be condemned. So he would not stand in as a sinner that he can feel of suffering as a sinner. In his deity, he can feel that.
但他要使我们体会他真正的体会。
So he wants us to feel that he truly feels for us.
他自己来做人。
So he becomes a man.
那他做什么呢？
Then what did he do?
在肉身中间被定罪。
So then in the sinful nature, he was condemned.
定什么罪？
Condemned what?
被定死罪。
Condemned to die.
所以他有死的可能。
So there's a possibility for him to die.
这就是成为肉身的奥秘。
So that is a profundity of being a man.
这就是成为有肉体的人的最后的目的。
And that's the final purpose of becoming a man with a flesh.
神是不能死。
Because God cannot die.
神到世界做人的时候。
So when God comes into the world become a man.
就成了一个能死的人。
And become a man that can die.
如果神要救我们，而他不能死。
If God wants to save us, but yet cannot die,
我们的罪的工价就是死，怎么解决？
But then the wages of sin is death. How would it solve that problem?
第六章二十三节。
And chapter 6 verse 23.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
唯有上帝的恩赐。
Only the grace of God.
在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
That in Christ Jesus He grant eternal life.
罪的工价的死。
So the wages of sin is death.
就从我们这些犯罪的人身上。
To come to us as sinners.
归向这位没有罪而担罪的耶稣的身上。
But then it go upon the body of this Jesus Christ who is sinless but yet become sinful.
我们的身。
Our body
是罪身。
Is a sinful nature.
因为我们是犯罪。
Because we are sinners.
耶稣的身。
Jesus' body.
不是罪身。
It's not a sinful body.
因为他没有犯罪。
Because it's a sin.
但他有罪身的形状。
But then the likeness of a sinful man.
就是圣者穿上囚犯的衣服一样。
It's just the Holy One that put on the clothing of a prisoner.
天上的圣子披戴罪身的形状。
The Holy Son of heaven that put on the sinful nature.
正像我们这些罪人的形象。
It's like a likeness of a sinful man.
所以他有罪身的形状。
So he has the likeness of a sinful man.
代替我们定了罪案。
And also he condemns him in the sinful man.
犯罪，罪的工价就是死。
And sin and the wage of sin is death.
上帝要把这个死借着他的承担从我归到他的身上。
And because he bore for us, God through him want us to be born by him.
什么办法呢？
Then what's the way out?
我有一个办法。
I have a way.
就是把我的罪先归在他身上。
That my sin is first cast to him.
所有我的罪归到他身上的。
So my sin is cast to him.
他无罪的就变成担当众人的罪。
A one who is sinless but took upon himself all sins.
无罪的基督因为我们缘故成为有罪担当罪恶的基督。
The sinless Christ now because of us born our sin.
这些罪不是他犯。
This is not sin that he has committed.
因为他虽然受了各样的试探却没有犯罪。
Because even though he had gone through all temptation, but he did not sin.
他生下以前
before he was born,
天使加布列已经讲了。
The Holy Spirit Gabriel said,
你所要生的。
The one who is going to be born,
天使成为上帝的圣子。
He will be the Holy One of God,
至高上帝的子。
The highest and the highest God.
Holy One born into the sinful world.
那圣者生在这个罪恶的世界里面。
The Holy Son of God become the Son of the sinful world.
圣子成为这个罪恶世界的儿子。
The man, son of man.
乃是人子的儿子。
Now become son of man.
神子成为人子。
有了这个人的身体。
So with this body of a man,
有这个罪身的形状。
然后是 likeness of sinful man,
担当我们众人罪的时候。
Then when he bears him,
就像以赛亚书五十三章第六节所讲。
Like Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6.
我们如羊一走迷。
Well, like sheep that gone astray.
个人偏行歧路。
All walk his own way.
耶和华是我们众人的罪都归在他的身上。
Jehovah, for all our sin has cast it upon himself.
信有这个约翰出来的时候。
And when John the Baptist came,
他就结束了整个旧约先知文学里面代数论的这个高潮。
He also concluded the climax of all these sacrifices of the Old Testament.
The prophetic ministry of the sacrifice. 他说的，看啊，上帝的羔羊。
He said, Behold the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽。
He took away the sin of man.
所以耶稣基督就是在罪身的里面为我们定了罪案，借着了肉体的死来解决了在我们身上所有的人罪的这个地位。
So Christ, in the likeness of sinful man upon the man, he took away all our sins and he was condemned.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这就是第三节的意思。
And that's the meaning of our third verse.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这是我最爱的几节圣经之一。
This one of the few verses I like the most.
感谢上帝，今天上帝给我有力量把这些圣经的含义讲出来。
That God gave me this power to expound this to you.
耶稣成了肉体。
Because Christ Jesus came.Become flesh.
他是人。
That he became man.
因为耶稣有了血肉的身体。
Because he has the flesh.
使我们明白他真正体会我们的苦难。
So that we can understand that fully he has filled our suffering.
因为耶稣成了一个能够真正圣洁遵行律法的人。
Because Christ Jesus became a man, the Holy One, that can truly obey the law.
所以律法因为我们的软弱是不能做的。在基督的身上，耶稣完全弥补了，完全完成了律法的要求。
So what the law because of witnesses cannot accomplish, Christ Jesus accomplished all.
所以从赐下律法以来
，So after the giving of laws,
没有一个人能在律法的遵行上讨上帝喜悦。
No one upon the obedience of the law can please God.
因为基督自己做人完全顺服律法。
But because Christ Jesus when became man totally he obeyed law,
神的义心得做了补偿。
So then the mind of God is fulfilled.
神公义的要求得到了满足。
And the demand of righteousness of God is being fulfilled.
当神把我们众人的罪都归向耶稣基督没有罪的罪身的事情上。
When the sin of all of us has been cast upon the sinless Christ,
基督无罪的为我们成为罪。
Christ is sinless because of us became sinful.
所有给我们应当有的审判他都担当。
And all the condemnation upon us is borne for us.
他就真正那个时候成了上帝的羔羊，背负世人罪。
And then he truly becomes the Lamb of God that take upon himself all sins.
我们要感谢上帝。
We must praise God.
虽然施洗约翰只讲到半年就被杀。
Even though John the Baptist was killed after half a year of preaching,
上帝给他在半年里面应当讲的话都讲清楚。
And for the half a year, all that he had to speak, he spoke.
约翰比所有的先知更伟大。
John the Baptist is greater than all prophets.
这句话不是我讲的。
I didn't say it.
是耶稣说的。
Jesus said.
夫人所生的
He who is born by the woman
没有一个人心情来大过施洗约翰
No one has been rose to supersede the John the Baptist
他大过旧约所有的先知
He is greater than all the prophets of old
为什么呢
Why?
因为所有的先知是预言耶稣没有亲眼见过耶稣
Because our prophets the prophets of Christ did not see him with their own eyes
所有的预言知道上帝要借助一只羔羊来解决世人的罪不知道那个羔羊在哪里
Our prophets know that a lamb will bear the sin of the world but they didn't know where is the lamb
约翰亲手点出来
But John the Baptist pointed with his own hand
约翰敏锐的眼睛
And his sensitive and sharp eyes
顺从神的心
And the spirit of his obedience to God
宇宙救赎的中心都看出来
And you see even the center point of God's creation in the, salvation in the whole universe. All the prophets are touched by the Holy Spirit to speak the word of God. And John the Baptist in the womb of the mother, he was already moved by the Holy Spirit. In the whole life he was touched by the Spirit.
Not only
so. All the prophets through the Spirit, they want to serve the, God, the servant of God. But then this John the Baptist is standing in the position of a man, he baptized the Messiah. So these two great events, only but to prove what Jesus said. Those who are born by a woman, those are rose. No one be greater than John the Baptist. What do you mean? And also the climax of the Old Testament. And the climax of the Old Prophets. That is John the Baptist. No one is like him. Because it's so clear in his Christology, in Christ, that he sees so clearly. That he sees that Christ Jesus is the Lamb of the Passover. And then Jesus said a statement. Those who are in the kingdom of God, John is the most little one. What do you mean? Such a great person. How can the kingdom of heaven be so little? Because all those in the kingdom of God will be greater than him. Because John the Baptist see and prophesied, but he did not personally experience Christ Jesus born his sin upon the cross. When he died, Jesus has not gone to the cross yet. So he did not see with his own eye the accomplishments of salvation. We are so blessed. We are not born in the Old Testament. We are born after the Old Testament. The climax of Old Testament is John the Baptist. But John's Baptist is not greater than us. Because when we turn our head and see, the Son of God has died. He has shed his blood. The Lamb of God has become a sacrifice. God has accepted him and rose him from the dead. And the grace now before you and I. So we must thank God. What the law cannot do, Christ Jesus' salvation can. The law cannot do anything upon us. It cannot change us. It cannot give us life. But Christ Jesus, what happened to him? What he accomplished? Is being applied upon us. Who are us? We are Christians. What kind of Christians? The one is obedient to the Holy Spirit, not according to flesh. So that's what in verse 14. And a few verses following. Next week in future IM, we will expound that. What is the situation when you are obedient to flesh or to the Holy Spirit? Shall we all rise? Reading from verses 1 to 4, we read together.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。 因为是生命圣灵的力，在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的力了。律法既因肉体软弱，有所不能行的，上帝就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这些不随从肉体。 是随从圣灵的人身上。
Let us pray.